The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And today is Wednesday, June the 29th, 2016. We have a live show for you today. It is Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis is here. Hopefully he will be able to get through the show today. He has a very good show lined up for you today. And we will get through today. Couple of things. For those of you, I would ask that you would extend prayers and energy to a close friend of mine that is been deemed terminally ill. And if you would, we would greatly appreciate it. This brother is a great friend, father, spirit, and is a great person just to know. And so if you all would extend your prayers and your energy to my friend Ernie, I would greatly appreciate it. So looking forward, much love, much respect, Ernie. We'll talk soon. We'll talk soon. So, you know, just before we started the show, my man Scotty had said that he had a article that he was going to send, and we're going to post it on Tando Radio Show, and Scotty just sent it. Thanks, Scotty. I got it, and I'm going to pull this up, and then we're going to, you know, it has to do with, here it is, I'm going to pull it up. It says, did Bill Clinton threaten U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch? And, you know, this is, if you know the history of, I call them the political serial killers, which many are, and there's been many cases, and if you know them and did some research about them, you would be able to see what it is that they've been engaged in. And this is nothing new, and I'm a post, thanks Scotty, you got it, great article, I'm going to post it inside of Tando now. And then there was another article that I was going to actually post, but I actually got caught up in some things and I forgot to post it, about that now that the Justice Department is considering the investigation of Billary that there was that there's a criminal investigation for the emails, and I would just say it's it's all a part of that circle, and this is nothing new, and it doesn't surprise me at all. At all, and this is something. Check out this article. I posted it there in Tando that Scotty had sent us. Scotty sent me something for all of you to check out with good reason, so that you know. And this is once again is the system that we have, and there's so many people that support this system, not knowing really what it is that they're supporting at all. And I know many of people. Many of you may, or many of your friends or family members may be in support of certain people because you see the outward signs or the indications of which you've been allowed to see or what has been hidden. So I would definitely say it's really good for us to step back and ask some very, very hard and direct questions about what's really going on. So we're going to definitely touch on this on tomorrow because it's Wise Wednesday, and I want Brother Davis to be able to get in his show. Very important. But we'll touch on this and some of the other things that are going on, and I'm going to post something else in lines to this. But there's so much involved with this so-called organized syndicated crime family, and the future is not going to be any different because there is another one that's coming up behind the ones that we see now. So that is something that we're going to have to endure, and it's something that we need to really start asking all the appropriate questions about everything. So check out that article that Scotty posted. So now, before we get, as you know, we need to get started on the show, and we will. And the first thing at hand, we need to talk about how we can support Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com/ crowdfunding digital black media campaign. That's the crowdfunding campaign that's going on. And you will see three options in which you can support, make financial contributions, your financial energy to giving it to the network so it can do the things that it needs to do, very, very important, and reach the overall people in its fullest potential. And it can only do that by your support. And the best and most efficient way to support the network is by giving financial energy to it so it can meet the obligations and the obstacles that it will face in order to do what it needs to do and continue to provide for what it has provided you and what it will provide for those of you that will come after in the future. Very, very important. So you can go to Black Talk Radio Network / crowdfunding Black Digital Black Media campaign, and you will see the crowdfunding site that's there, and you could donate right from there. So let's take a look at how you could do it. Option number one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less by way of PayPal or by sending a check or money order, and make the check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project. That's Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. That is, once again, make your checks or money orders payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And you can make that contribution of $24.99 or less. All contributions are extremely, extremely appreciated. And for that, you will receive the monthly statistical performance report of the radio station and the social media operations via email. Make sure you leave a good email. Option number two, for one penny more, all you need to do is give one penny more. And with that, in addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will also get a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift as appreciation gifts for your contribution and or donation. If you would like more than one t-shirt, they come in intervals of $25. So if you want two t-shirts, $50. Three t-shirts, $75. Four t-shirts, $100. Five t-shirts would be $125. Make sure you get a good forwarding address or a shipping address, as well as make sure you leave a good email address. Okay? So that's what you could do there. Make sure you leave a corresponding size for each t-shirt that you will be receiving. Number three, this is the best one, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports and your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive gifts as a contribution, as an appreciation for your contribution from time to time from the radio station. And this is also, make sure you leave a good address so that when the gifts will be given out, you will be placed in a position of eligibility to receive them. So that's how you can support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by this network. Very important that we do. Next, let's go over to Facebook and check out some of the articles that we posted today before we jump into Brother Davis's great show for the day. And with that being said, let me just pull this up very quickly. We got a couple of articles that are here that definitely want to have you take a look at. Okay, this is going a little slow. Here we go. Forgive me, because where we live in the boonies here, our internet is really, really slow from time to time. But okay, check this out. Here we go. We got some movement here. We're going to check out the first article. And the first article comes from Bloomberg. I said it's a false move. Asian stock rally with European futures as the pound drops, and there was a rise in the overall stock market today and everything else. The stock market is never an indication of the overall global economy. It's actually used as a false indicator of the economy. Most people think that the economy is by looking at the stock market. That could be nothing closer to the truth at all. But this is, in my opinion, is a dead cat bounce, and it will retract at the appropriate time, because there is their designs to destroy the overall common person, the everyday person, you and I's economy, which they already have, but they're going to actually desecrate it even further and to totally destroy the means in which what we have provided for ourselves and the false savings that we have established. They are going to definitely implode those. And it's happening as we speak right now. So check out that article. Next article, very important article, comes from yournewswire.com. California passes mandatory vaccination bill for all adults. Remember, last year they passed for the children. We said the next is going to be the adults. And this is going to spread throughout the country if we allow this to happen. So many things is dependent upon if we allow to happen. And what do I mean by if we allow to happen? If we petition, if we try to change it by the rules in which they've established, we've just delayed it, or they just hidden it. There is no way in the world, if they have a desire to do some things, that you can petition and get any form of legal recourse by the system that they established. Just doesn't happen. Because they established it, it's their patent, is going to do what they want it to do. We have to establish our own and walk away from this one. So check out this article. This is crazy what's going on here, saying that you can't. This is nothing more than a direct infringement on your absolute and primary unalienable rights as a living entity. Another living entity is going to tell you you're going to take this because it's for whatever excuse that is going to be, and they're not going to tell you what's in it, and there's no way for you to verify whatever their ingredients that they've written on it is not lying ingredients, which we all know that they will do and have done. Let me tell you why this is so important. When different when someone takes control of you and they consider you their property, they can do to you whatever they want if you become someone's property and if you allow it. This is what someone that considers themselves having ownership over you does. So, check out this article, Need to Know. Next article, America at Benghazi post was, excuse me, Americans at Benghazi post were rescued by Gaddafi's officers, militants, report reveals. Once again, the whole thing with that family. Check out that article. Very, very important. Next article. Draghi wished, this is Mario Draghi of the ECB, wishes, Draghi wishes for a world order populists will love to hate. They tell you this new world order is, see, they let all the conspiracy theorists go and this and that, and then they come out and tell you, yep, that's what we're going to do. And knuckleheads, I won't call anyone names, but people still don't know, and they won't know until they hit them. It hits them themselves. That's going to be their choice, but it's also up to you for you to know and to properly prepare and to protect yourself as much as you possibly can. So check out that article. It comes from Bloomberg. Next article is also from Bloomberg. This one comes from Wikipedia. The North American Union, I posted that so that you can see what it is and know what it means, because the next article comes from Yahoo. Mexican president urges North American integration after Brexit. They are setting up super states all over the world because this is the new world order, and in order to get that, they're going to have to, first they're going to say they want to do this, and then they're going to give the crisis and the conflicts that substantiates their overall reasoning for what they've done so that everyone will fall right into line. This is the world in which we live in now. Next one comes from this comes from The Punisher, and they got this from the Cerebrally Naive Network. CNN shows video of suicide bomber blowing himself up at the Istanbul airport. Check out that video. And one of the things, you know, the commentary I had, that this has been done many times before historically in different forms and fashions, because the same organizations are still given authority by the global people. Nothing will ever change if we remain the same old folks voting for new ideas which are nothing more than retreads from the past. Time to walk away from the system before it fully claims the future. And that is my true feeling about it all. One thing I want to say about this is that we have to really be mindful of what it is that we allow ourselves to take in without asking questions. I watched this video, and I'm always skeptical of it all. One, I know that it has an agenda to it. We already said that. But see, this was one of the things that was key for me in this whole agenda. They actually train you how to respond. The people were running. Very, very good choice there. But then there was one gentleman where this apparent or a supposed gunman was down. I didn't hear the video on it. I didn't need to hear the video on it. But this one gentleman walks over while this one individual who was now shot, dropped, threw his weapon down because he was shot and was funneling around, and I guess he was funneling around to detonate the bomb. Another person comes over and sees this and watches him, then he runs off. Let me ask you something. See, this is what society teaches you to do. It teaches you to run when you should fight. It teaches you to, instead of thinking and getting through what it is, while this individual is shot, while he's trying to fumble for whatever he's trying to detonate, why isn't this person engaging him and neutralizing him while he's standing there? The dude is already supposedly shot. He needs his hands to actually detonate this bomb. By you trying to run from, you can't outrun the detonation of a bomb. I don't know if that person made it or not, but my thing is that if they would have took the appropriate action there, maybe the bomb would have never gone off. But because we rely so much on what they tell us to do, and they put us in a state of a praise mentality where you're always going to be someone's prey, we never become defenders of ourselves at the appropriate time. Why in the world wasn't this person stepping on this guy's hands or preventing this individual who's already hurt from neutralizing him by whatever means he had to do? Kick him in the head as hard as you can. He's already hurt. He's already down, and knock him out or step on his hand. What is he going to do? You pummel him. You do not allow him to get to that vest to detonate that bomb. Your best fighting chance that you have is to engage him right then and there. Listen, people, stop watching these shows and stop watching and looking at these so-called authorities that teaching you how to respond, because if they teach you how to respond, you are going to be victimized. I don't know what happened inside of that bar in Orlando. All I know is this: if they were capable of fighting, how many ever it was in there, 6, 7 of them, they should have. Because that is your best chance. We need to rethink everything and stop being the preys and the sheeple that we've been schooled to be. Next article comes from Natural News. Just says EPA no longer required to disclose extreme dangerous inert ingredients in pesticides. Of course not. They don't want to tell you what's in it. Just like their vaccination. What does that tell you? Get rid of this judge, get rid of the EPA, and if you don't, they are going to physically kill you in this momentary time that you're here. They already been doing it to many of us. We do not die of natural causes, ladies and gentlemen. We are all murdered. And at some point in some time, the prey must turn into the defender. Next article. Big Food seeks to exempt itself from the Freedom of Information Act. Of course they are. This, ladies and gentlemen, as well as the FDA and the judges, is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP in Act. This is where entities of the persons of corporations will be able to take away sovereign law. You don't need TPP. They've already got it. And these are the examples of it. They are immune. Only people that have to live by the law, the letter of the law, is the ones that it's written for, and that being you. Next article, Stephen A. Hawkins. Governments are engaging in an artificial intelligence, an AI arms race that could destroy humanity. Check out that article. Next article, live show today is Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. And Brothers Davis will definitely bring it in. And this one, what article was this? Okay, this is the same one. Then I also sent the article that Scotty sent me. I didn't publish it by mistake. Did Bill Clinton threaten U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch? Wouldn't be surprised. And now, not only that, we need to touch on that, and we will outside of Wise Wednesday. So those are some of the articles that we have posted there. Brother Davis, let me see. Hopefully I didn't get kicked out. Let me see if Brother Davis is there. Yes, I need to log in. 1 second, everyone. And then we will log in and get to the show. Brother Davis is there. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll get right to Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a Wise Wednesday, and Brother Davis is there. Brother Davis, are you there?
Yes, I am, brother. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes,
good evening, brothers
is.
And sisters. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I tell you, I'm feeling very, very elated tonight. For tonight's show, I have with me, not in my immediate presence, in this vehicle, but I have all my grandchildren except two. And we're going to take a week. Spend some time together. Now, I do this every year because it serves a greater purpose. But I wanted you to know that everything that I say to you, I would very easily share with my family. Because some nights I have to be a little more direct. I want you to know that although it may appear that way, my children understand my heart. And if you think or become offended by what I say, offense is a choice. And if you make that choice, I could humbly live with it, because in most cases, it will not get a chance to directly interact with me unless you call, which I urge you to, because that way we can find common ground. But tonight's show is called, interestingly enough, Dave, Where Do You Stand? I mean, think about it. I mean, there's a lot of things that's going on around you that literally you look at like a tennis match. One opinion here, that opinion goes over there, this opinion goes over here, and at the net is the subject matter. And you may have an opinion about that subject matter, but you're too busy watching the game. You got to become a player sooner or later. And if you don't believe it, ask yourself this. Do I want to be given a vaccination shot by a corporation that I don't even know, have no connection to, nor do I trust? See, you got to make a stand. I tried to show you through my actions about the importance of who we are and what we are. I have not barely touched the surface about what you can achieve with this computer called the human body. Because a lot of you really don't know your human body. So if I told you what its true capability is, how could you believe me if you don't believe in yourself? So I have to ask you, where do you stand? Do you believe that you can make a difference if you made an effort? Or are you just going to submit to the tyranny that's being placed upon you? Because make no mistake, this is a level of tyranny that has literally been progressing because people are not doing nothing. They're not making a stand. When the call went out about the GMOs, they were on your grocery shelves. Some of you didn't even read to find out what a GMO was, but was sitting down at the dinner table, filling your body with it every day. Where do you stand? At this particular time, we have an attorney general, the highest law officer in the land, threatened. Do you hear what I just said? The highest law level of law officer in the land was threatened. Where do you stand? Because in reality, they're going to come across you one day and say, guess what, it's your turn. And you're going to say, for what? They're going to say, bend over, we're going to put a shot in your butt. And you're going to say, no, you ain't. Yes, they're going to say, yeah, well, you didn't protest. You didn't even disagree. Matter of fact, because you did nothing, we felt that you was willing to submit to this. So ain't no fight now. Where did you stand? My brothers and sisters, your voice may not appear to be strong to you, but it may not be you that needs to hear your voice. it may not be the voice of yours that they need to hear at all. They may just be observing your action. You see, we must understand where we stand. And if we don't, we are victimizing ourselves and every generation behind us. Because if they think that your choice got you to live an extra 15 minutes, that's going to be their rationale. But you know what? I understand the strategies of survival. See, in the animal kingdom, the strong are the victors. But every animal knows they ain't giving up for free. No. You know, ever notice that? Animals fight because it's their animal nature. And see, that's what we should be evolving beyond. But because so many people are sitting back and they're not making a stand, they are literally reverting back to their animal nature. The sad part about it is that we are supposed to evolve out of that and grow into a level of learning to understand our divinity. And I can't even take you there yet because I don't know where you stand. Have you been doing meditation so that you can improve the quality of person you are? Where do you stand? Have you listened to Black Talk Radio on a regular basis, but you don't wear the shirt that I got on that says Black Talk Radio matters? Black Talk Radio stations matter? I'm going to tell you, we have to make a stand. It is our purpose to see when we disagree to say... Now, I'm trying to give a lot to you in a short period of time, but really, it's you who have to make a decision. I take very much pride in how I interact with people because I know somebody's watching me. And I always say this, you know, this brother, so he talks so black. I wonder if he got a white girlfriend. He talks so black. I wonder. I'm telling you, people are like this.
Yeah.
He talks so black.
Yeah, they are, Reverend David, right?
I wonder if he talks like that around white people. And you see, one of the best things that you will ever learn about white people is that when they realize you're intelligent, they don't mind listening. You know why? Because they know the history. Even if you don't know it, more inventions that are used in America today come from the minds of black people than white people. They know that. They know that they literally have hijacked and stolen your legacy. See, so literally you're disarmed when you don't know about who you are. So where do you stand? Right now, we really should be networking ourselves big time. I got my shirts that I was just telling you about. Yeah, I got mine. I called Scotty up and said, "Hey, Scotty, you got to get some smaller sizes because I want stuff for my kids. I get those next month." So you know what that told Scotty? Even not even talking to me, just listening to my message. This brother's about trying to do something. And guess what? He's going to use Black Talk Matters, Radio Matters, to do it. And that's only one of the vessels that's available to us. But I'm going to use it. That's why I'm getting the shirt. You know, I was thinking about having put on the back of the shirt, "Ask me the question," or a question mark that says "Ask me." So when people say "Excuse me," and I turn around and they see that their black talk, black radio stations matter, then they will understand. But that still opens the door for dialect, and I love dialect because dialect takes the illusion from guessing to understanding. And the best part about understanding is that we don't have to see eye to eye. But if I know how you feel about a specific issue, then we at least can converse about it, because the perspective you have may be something I could share if it's along the same lines of my thought process, or if you open my mind to another level of personal growth. Because we can all learn every day. So we got to ask us, where do you stand? They're about to. They just, matter of fact, they're not about to. They just passed a law where they're going to start drafting our daughters. Where do you stand? When you go to the store the next time, the store prices have increased on products, but the sizes have gotten smaller. Where do you stand? You ever be in a line at the grocery store, and this person comes through with this big bag of, I mean, this big carton full of groceries, and they pull out their card and they swipe the card, and you look because you know everything that you pay for, you paying out of the sum of your sweat? Where do you stand? Because these are the very same people who are going to be in the same scenario that we are in. What scenario was that when the dollar drops? What scenario is that when the government cuts off services? What scenario is that when we need to go grocery shopping in a city day? Most 90% of the people don't have the resources to get groceries anymore. Where do you stand? We are a people who literally are at the precipice of a financial windfall like never before in history. And we can all literally benefit by it if we do some things now. But before I do something, you have to know where I stand. So I know that I could do something with more if I had people who had at least what I had and we put it together. That's collaboration. Where do you stand? You see what I'm saying? Because now we're looking at ourselves as moving from the individual to a group. Does it serve our purpose? Does it meet our principles? Where do you stand? I seen some beautiful young ladies today. They were, I guess between 13 and 18. They're moving into that stage of really developing their character and hopefully looking to build a future. And I had to say to the one girl, because she had this kind of nurse's kind of mock thing on, and I was getting me some coffee, and I said to her, excuse me, I said, are you wearing that to school? She said, oh, no. She said, my mother's a nurse. Oh, okay. She said, so in case me, I like to wear something that she wears because I want to be a nurse. I said, wow, I'm impressed. So I got my coffee, and I was leaving out the door, and they were, you know, how girls are, a little chatty and everything, but as I was going out the door, she was going out the door, and I held the door open for all of them, and she was the last one to go out the door, and I said, you know, I hope you reach your dream, but I would rather call you doctor. And she just looked at me with an amazement, like, this man believes I can achieve what I want to be. And you know the sad part about that was she was the only one out of the group that reflected or projected herself in that manner. So we got to understand that sooner or later we must make a stand. And in making that stand, if we are true to what we believe in, we can achieve those things. So we got a lot of work ahead of us. You heard Dave talking about the ministering of vaccinations for adults. Well, you know, there's been a TV show on called Tyranny. I've never watched it. I've seen commercials on it, but it was the way they always projected it. It was always a heartless scene that left you with an innuendo, a negative connotation about something that you have to watch the show to see. I never watched the show because the connotation was so negative. It's something I had to deal with personally. Okay, so now I know there's probably people who they fight for an opportunity to get in front of the TV set during that show, but on the other hand, what's it doing to their mind? You see, as we evolve, those things that we see visually, we hear auditively, like I told you before, these are windows. And if we let those in, how does that affect us in our process of thinking? You see, everybody doesn't realize how easy it is to love, but they realize how easy it is to take on a character in their imagination. You know, that's a real deep thing. Because every great idea first starts in the imagination. So, if you have never been taught the importance of guarding your thought process, anything you let become a part of your imagery can play a role in your thought process. So where do you stand? I hear people talking about what's that other black show? Emperor something, where the brother got a record company. And every time I read something on it, it talks about how negative it is, but yet they're starting a new season. So that tells me that there's a lot of people who evidently have set up a following behind this show. But yet none of the principles are edifying a good quality of life. You see, where do you stand is a constant, that repetitious statement that should be occurring to you in your mind every day. Because I've given you all of the tools, or I help you to sustain or get tools that will help build and add to the quality of person you are. And I've done this here, should I say, quite uniquely. Because I didn't take you into the areas of long book study that I had to go through to attain some of that knowledge. But if you can't make a stand with what you have, whatever else you can get from me, you couldn't operate in any way. So we must learn the importance of just that statement. Where do you stand? Now, this political election, this season, now you know, whatever Clinton felt that he had to threaten this woman with, had to do something with this election and his wife. Do you think that's reasonable? Is that acceptable? Is that corruption? Is that tyranny? Where do you stand? You see, I mentioned the Talk Black Talk Radio. I mentioned even on air. Scotty, I'll make sure I'm going to get that to you so I can get my shirt. I got a shirt on now. My wife got a shirt on. My eldest grandchild has a shirt on. And my other grandchildren are like, where's mine? I said, I'll get on, Scotty, but I'll get you some. You see, because I know the importance of when people see you and they see a message on you, and that message can speak to something within them that I have no idea about, but now they have an avenue to follow to be able to bring clarity or even to voice their opinion. One white person said to me, and this is really crazy, why do you need black radio stations? And I smiled, and I said, because I'm not getting the truth on the other ones. And he said, oh, ABC, CBS, NBC. I said, well, yeah, those are the guys. And he just looked at me. Because you know what he identified with? He ain't getting the truth either. But he didn't think about an alternative. We have an opportunity here. This radio channel is, and I told him, this is not exclusively for blacks, by no means. No, a lot of the issues that come out on this radio deal directly with the social order of injustice that blacks go through. But you're more than welcome to give an opinion. And you know what he said? He said, I agree. I said, pardon me? He said, I agree. There is a lot of social disorder. And it any kind of look like, but I don't know what I want to do. You see, if he was ready to make a stand, he would have said to me, well, how do I listen to this radio team? And I could open that door for him. So I didn't, because you can't force somebody is do something, even although they may think it's right. And there are people out there that already know the fallacies of history that have become tyrannies in the life of people of color. And the reason being is because that is the order that they're trying to sustain over these very same people. But it's changing. I mean, yeah, a lot of you may not realize it, but that brick vote, that was white people telling other white people, I don't want you judging me. You don't have a right to rule my life. And for those of you who didn't understand it, what they were saying was, see, in the European Union, no country in the European Union can make a law without the approval of the European Union. That's right. So when the Brits voted, they voted to have the right to govern themselves. Oh, it was a blow to corporations. It was a blow to the financial industry. It was a blow to the so-called New World Order. Because that literally is a keystone out of a wall. See? And now, a lot of you may not realize this, but now, that wall is going to start to fall apart. Other countries are going to want out. So now, they're starting to put, the corporations are putting the play, and here's the latest word. Okay, well, they can't start the initiation to the withdrawal until the next prime minister comes in. Well, that's just a delay tactic. But in the meantime, they got a petition going around because the vote was so close, where they want to take another vote. But the people who voted don't want another vote. They feel like they have spoken. And I agree with that. You see, when you take your life back, you make a stand. In America, these people are telling you through a legislative process that's supposed to work for you, that we are now going to use it against you. Where do you stand? Is this acceptable? There are people right now who think, oh, that won't bother, that won't include us. Oh, but it will. You see, for those of you who don't know, before, when Germany was taken over by Hitler, Germany went after the blacks. They went after the homosexuals. And the Jews did nothing. Then they went after the poverty-stricken people and the poor people. And the Jews did nothing. Then they came after the Jews. Now, all of a sudden, there's a Holocaust that they don't want the world to ever forget. Well, let me give you a little clue here. There was a Holocaust long before the Jewish Holocaust. It was called the Americans, or no, not the Americans, it was called the slave trade. Not just American slave trade. Where do you stand? Did you agree with that? Do you go to work every day to present yourself to the very people who do not want you there, make yourself look like them, act like them, think like them, and think you have not lost your own personal perspective? Where do you stand? Because you, when you look in the mirror, it's just like when I look in the mirror. Oh, there are subtle differences on the outside. But what's on the inside, we have to deal with some of the same issues. Where do you stand? Every time that I pick up a book, I'm looking for this book to implant something in me that will be a useful tool for me. So I stand on the principle that regardless of what I get out of this book, if I'm given an opportunity, I can pass it on to somebody who may apply it in an entirely different way, or even go out and get the book. So in me taking that time to get back in a chair and get in a comfortable position under some good light and consume that information, that information is starting to process in me. And every time I get something that's explained to me, my spirit, it wells up. And they looking at each other saying, I don't know, yo, man, who are you? And my name's Brother David. So what you doing here? Well, I was born in this block. I grew up in this block. Or I live in this block. Or I got a house over there. Or I'm in a family. Or my friend lives over there. So, a bunch of brothers from my life.
I think we Brother Davis is having a another great show, and Brother Davis' phone went out. He's in the mountains and driving, so he may be coming back. Okay, he dropped off. He should be calling back in any moment. And I just want to say this, as always, you know, so much to resonate with Brother Davis is so right. We have to make our own stands. And I don't want to infringe on or to interject on Brother Davis's show as far as where do you stand. But I think it's the appropriate question to always ask. And more important of the appropriate question is your creed has to be followed by your deeds. It can't just be the talk. Even though talking is a part of the energy cycle, it is a part of the energy cycle. It is not the fulfillment of the energy cycle. And the fulfillment of the energy cycle, in my opinion, is one, engaging, and then giving away and teaching what it is that you have learned. Brother Davis Brother Davis is back. Brother Davis, are you there?
Yes, I am. I apologize, but
Brother Davis, you are good, and as always, another great show on Where Do You Stand. And where we last heard was when you were talking about the neighborhood, the brothers in knowing you, and then it went out. So just to give you a reference as to where you were.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you very much, Dave. Like, in reference to where these brothers' minds were at, literally, they didn't know. Because, see, they have a whole lot of other things going on. So I said, let me clear some things up. I'm not 5-0. I'm not trying to investigate you. I'm a father. I have a son that looks like you. I have a daughter that one of you could have probably dated at one time or another. And the most of all, we come from the same cloth. You know what they called me? So you one of them up for an old head. Is it, and you know what? I'm going to tell you something. When that brother said that to me, I was honored. Because what he was doing was preparing his partners to at least avail their thought process to whatever I had to say or to convey what was going on with them.
Right.
And see, that's what's important. To open the door so that we can converse with each other. Because I'm going to tell you, man, by the time I left here, what I heard is, ain't no work, I got a child, people don't understand, we out here on the corner because we ain't got no place to go. I mean, these are issues that literally, the only reason why we didn't have them was because we were not brought up in the electronic generation. I talked just before about Generation X and the baby boomers. See, we were brought up with our now time. We would go to the playground, play basketball, wall ball, girls would be jumping rope and that sort of thing. Well, they have been victimized by the technological era where they don't even see these as vital activities to sustain a healthy life, and only because they didn't see it when they were coming up. So there was a disconnect. So we talked, and I might have been there for about 30, 40 minutes, you know, depending on my schedule. But when I left, what I said to them brothers was this: if you don't believe you can change your circumstance, you never will. Brother looked at me and said, well, how do you do that? I said, first, believe that you can, and you'll believe in yourself. And I said, now, if I come through this way again, I'm like everybody on the corner. I said, all I heard was, okay, well, that's cool over here, man. You know, people are going to come and they come sit with us and drop something, and we, you know, and that's what we want. But half the people around here, they're scared of us. Well, you present yourself as a typical thug on a video. And so a lot of their fear that they're being fed and through the programming is what kicks in before they're understanding and seeing you as my son. He said, man, I wish you was my dad. So you never know how you're going to affect people, but our work never stops. It never stops. Now, I told you about the girl this morning. I told you about the young boys that was on the corner. That happened several months ago. The other night when I was on the show, there was a woman that called from California. I don't know who she was. But what she needed was somebody to listen to her. And we don't have to be taxed by things that we don't want to deal with. And I'm telling you, our government is taxing us. And the reason why it's taxing us is because we ain't saying nothing. Literally. I have friends, white friends, and I call them and we'll talk, and I'll say, you know what, I don't think that you understand the perspective of black people in this particular case. And he said, well, you know, most of the people are scared of you. I said, because you believe their hype. So what do you mean by that? Well, you believe what you're being told on TV. But yet, if you talk to another white person and they said all black people was that way, do you think I'm that way? So, no. Richard, you're cool, man. I mean, we could talk about anything. Yeah, but your friends aren't talking to me. They're talking to you about me. Because whenever they put us in a group, that means all of us. They're not separating. And see, the sad part about that is that's the corporate message. Don't associate with them people. Them people are not as intelligent as you. And then when you come across one, and you're sitting down and you're saying, you know what? And here's, I get this all the time. You know, you're very intelligent. And I look at them and I smile and I say, well, thank you. But in my mind, I'm saying, well, what did you think? Because when we come back for the commercial, I got some more information for you. And most of all, you can tell us where you stand.
Yeah.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Brother. Brothers and sisters, welcome back. I'm hoping that you're picking up the telephone and want to call and at least voice your opinion about some of the topics that I bought out. And the reason why I bought them out is because they are current. And we all can build of who we are with the tools that we have. And I don't tell people that my tools are the best tools. But I will tell people this. If you're going to do something, you're going to get change. But if you don't do nothing, don't nothing change. So, we have some issues ahead of us. One of the issues we have ahead of us, although it may not be blatant in our face, is Black Talk Radio. What are we going to do? Are we just sacrificial? Or are we going to stand up and make sure that it's available? Because I'm going to tell you, I even tell my wife friend, we'll accept your money. You want to make a contribution? Well, gladly. You like the shirts? Well, anything you want. Because literally, we want to keep this. There is, I see other groups coming out now, but none of them gives you contentious, mean information with content. Contentious information like the Black Talk Radio Network. And I'm speaking from the experience of going and listening to some of them. And some of them is a waste of your time. Would I say that every show is like that? No, I won't. Because some programs offer some content, but it's not consistent. It's not consistent. So, when I talk about at the beginning of the day, I get up, meditating this morning, my wife got up, went, started organizing ourselves, because like I said, we got the grandbabies. So we started organizing ourselves so that we can go ahead and we rented a vehicle, picked them up, get on the road. Now we're talking about what places we're going to go, 4th of July weekend, who we're going to see, things we want to do exclusively for them, and things we want to do exclusively for us. We're making a stand. We're telling our grandchildren that regardless of what happens in this world, we're giving you the tools in this time that you are with us so that you can go out and make a positive statement. I don't care if you're 11 years old. You know when somebody's not approaching you right. You know when you should make the decision that it's time for me to go. Or you know when you see somebody of your peers who need the compassion that you may have. You see, we have gotten away from the universal laws. The first law of the universe is that all living things are connected. All living things are connected. Now, you may not understand that because you may look in the mirror and you may not know who you're looking at. And when you do learn who you're looking at, I could give you some information that will blow your mind to know just what that person that you're looking at can achieve with that computer that he's housed in. Because that's what the human body is. For those of you who don't know, all of this scientific stuff about transhumanism, all they're trying to do is emulate the human body. And if you want to be more precise, they want to emulate you. There's nothing in their history, nothing, that has shown them the consistency of humanism like you. When they first met you, you know what? You believe that death was the reward of a good life. Now, you believe that death is ultimate. Oh, we all graveyard travelers. And don't understand, because you were miseducated. And listen, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you don't get lost from who you are. As long as you do some research to reconnect. because we live in the Western Hemisphere. Most of the other hemispheres of the world are being programmed too by these same people, and they know it. I mean, if you think about it, you hear Hollywood makes movies, now you hear Bollywood, and India, which is the India's Hollywood that makes movies. That's influence. You know, some countries don't want Western influence. Where do you stand? Because that's what it all comes back down to. We can victimize ourselves and remain ignorant, or we can embrace each other and learn from each other and collaborate with each other and become humans and interact with each other. But when we don't make a stand, when somebody don't know where you stand, Westernism teaches them to fear you. That's right. Because that keeps you separated. We have to break down the walls that stop us from achieving what is called human behavior. What's human behavior? Well, you know, if I have an issue with you and you have an issue with me, we can sit down and converse about it. You get a piece of paper, I get a piece of paper. You write the pros and cons of your side of the argument. I write the pros and cons of my side of the argument. I give you my piece of paper. You give me your piece of paper. Now you argue my points and I argue your points. Interesting, isn't it? Because now, although we still sustain our perspectives, we're looking directly at the rebuttal to our own issues. You see, that is what's called communicating. Right now, corporations are killing countries because of our silence, because we still go to them in spite of what they're doing elsewhere. We don't hold them. We don't hold them accountable, but they want to hold you accountable. We don't speak in one voice, but they manipulate you with dollars. Not dollars they're giving you, dollars that they're giving somebody else to advertise their issue in a way that you are receptive to. How do they know that? Because your mind, and I told you this before, your brain waves work in different electrical patterns. And there's some patterns that are more receptive than other patterns. And also, there are patterns on a slower or a lower electrical wavelength that are not receptive at all. And they know that they can't do nothing there. So what do? They get you involved in that TV set so that they can literally change the electrical rhythm in your brainwave process. Then they transplant all of this here stuff through your retinas and through your ears, so that literally you begin to see their point of view as your point of view, and it may be something that you don't agree with at all. You know you've been through that. I'm going to give you some clarity. You ever hear a song that you don't like in Monday, but you hear it over and over and over and over that by Friday, yeah, man, I like that jam. That beat is off the hook. Well, it ain't like you like the jam. You got caught in the repetitious program of audio transplanting. So therefore, you may not even know the words. And then when you hear the words, you're like, oh man, I can't be singing that. But before, remember, you like the song because of the beat. They know what they're doing. You need to understand that you are the very object that all of this is directed to, so that they can control what you do. How many of you really asked yourself, well, there's so many of us brothers killing each other, where do they get the guns? Because I go to gun show stores and I go to gun shows from time to time, and ain't a whole lot of black people there buying guns. And when you go to a gun store, ain't a whole lot of black people buying guns. Do they buy guns? Absolutely they do. Well, I did a little research. You realize that in Chicago, kids were finding loaded guns in a bag? That's right. They were finding guns that had maybe 6-10 guns in a bag in the alley. Oh, I'm quite sure a good upstanding black person came in there and set that in the alley in a black community. So these children who have not elevated themselves enough to understand this gun does not give you an authority. It gives you the ability to kill. Because if you are intelligent, when you see a bag of loaded guns in the alley, the first thing you would do is you would take those guns to a place where no other child could come across. And then, literally, you should talk to some elders or elders in the community about what you should do next. Because if you leave them in the alley, more of our brothers and sisters die. They ain't going out and buying these gun jobs. And this is happening in every major city in the country. And you know what's interesting? If you ever watch the investigative show, they always say each gun has a number, so they could follow the number. How come they never follow the numbers on the guns that kill black people in the inner city? Where do you stand? Is this acceptable to you? And if so, then you must be understanding of one of those names that come on the news and die from a gun that they can't find, they can't follow. There's no history. Because eventually somebody you know will be victimized by that gun. So don't think for a minute that these brothers and sisters that are out here are all whacked out and crazy. They're not. Some of them are just victims of curiosity, and some of them are victims of the drug war, which is not really a war. I mean, it's just another way of saying that this is an avenue in which we place young black men in order to direct their future into the prison industrial complex. Well, I'm quite sure you heard the story that they start looking for these young men in the fourth grade. That's right. They start looking in the fourth grade through some kind of system that they put together in which they could tell you by the numbers of boys with parents and the numbers of boys without parents, participating parents and non-participating parents. Sad part about it is that we all play a role, but we don't take a stand. We got to start taking a stand, y'all. Some people will understand what I mean, and some people won't. Some people will get offended because they'll think, well, look, what I do is none of your business. You're right. But what you do in my community affects me. How can I tell you I love you if I'm not going to embrace some of your negatives so that they can be transformed into positives? You see, that's what we got to get our sons and daughters to understand. You don't realize that you're being victimized by all of this stuff that you see. So we have to show it to you. We can tell you, but if we show it to you and you can clearly see it, then we don't need to be around you in order for you to see it. So our purpose is always getting greater, but it comes down to where do you stand. I know where I stand, okay? The reason why I know where I stand is because I see the problem, and the problem is a beast, so I prepare for battle. Some people see the problem, and the problem is a beast, and they hide. We can't hide no more. I don't know about you, but I have too great a legacy that I want to see go forward. And in order to do that, I must do something. We are the descendants of people from the country of Abulam. For those of you who don't know, look it up. Abulam.
The rightful name.
We represent a great more than you can even begin to imagine. So we have to be integral about how we deal with our children. And in doing that, we must face this system in a manner in which we can get results. This system is breaking down. That brick thing, that was a big part of it. Because literally they're saying, listen, we're willing to take our little chunk back and operate on our little chunk because we don't want you here. Okay? That's what they're saying. Now, who are they talking to? They're talking to everybody in every organization that was going to benefit from the blood and sweat of the past. Because that's exactly what they decided. Corporations dropped and lost great sums of money. You know why? Banks dropped and lost great sums of money. You know why? Because they were betting that these Brits were done. In the United States, they're pushing things like we're going to vaccinate adults. You know why? They're pushing things like we're going to give them the MMR vaccine. You know why? They're betting that you're dumb. And if you don't do nothing, they win the bet. Where do you stand? Brothers and sisters, regardless of what you do, whenever there is a change that benefits you, somebody, whether you knew them or not, did something, whether you knew them or not, to make a stand so that that, whatever it is, can work for everyone and not just a few. Now, why do I say a few? Because there are people that take a stand for them. Absolutely. And they're black people as well as white. So we got to wake up to the so-called charms of those people who are around us who are not looking out for our best interests anyway. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, for those of you who don't know, I'm going to give you a quick lesson. I hope you know who W.D. Du Bois was. Well, if you doesn't, don't. He was a Pan-African who literally started a ship line to move black people back to Africa. And guess what? Black people gave money in groves, and he did it.
You mean Marcus Garvey?
Ship line. Absolutely.
You mean Marcus Garvey, right?
By black people. Did you hear me? Now, I don't want to go into that whole history lesson. Look it up. Don't take my word for it. White people, or should I say the supremacist society, was so afraid of them, they started a group. And the group, they called them by their name. Yeah, that's right. So we want you to be so much like us, we're going to call you us. And they said, well, who are you? Well, we are the Boule part of the supremacy. Now, we'll guarantee you success, money, all of those trappings of materialism that you would like. If you submit according to the Boule's charter, and we will call you the Black Boule. Do you hear me? This is real. This is truth. So not everybody is working for your advantage. That's why you got to ask yourself, where do you stand? You know some of these people. Some people will gladly say to you, they don't know what you're talking about, and be in the mix real deep, because it's one of those so-called secret societies. But there's a whole lot of affiliates. I don't need to really get into the aspects of affiliate. You know why? Because a lot of you are so familiar. You hear me? You're so familiar that you don't even want to know the truth. Well, truth does that sometimes. You know what I mean? Where you know darn well you shouldn't, but you do. It's like sin for those of you who are believing that sort of thing. Yeah, sin is a temptation that you know you ain't got no business indulging in, but you do. And then you want to, well, I don't want nobody to know this. I don't want nobody to know I did this. And I understand that. That's because that's what sin does. It makes you lie to yourself. And the reason why is because you got to live with it. Mm-hmm. So when I say that these groups are out here, please, don't take my word for it. Google it. Google Black Boule. You're going to have an eye opener. You're going to see where it started. You're going to see who's in it. You're going to see how deeply they're involved, and they're going to show you what you have to do in order to become a part of it. Now, not everybody that travels that path becomes a part of it, and there's a reason for that, because you have integrity. So if you have integrity, and I'm not down with that. You can do that, but I ain't down. I listen. I'll do well on my own. I don't need these established groups like this in order to make decisions that deal with my life. But the reason why is because they know if they can entrap you, they ain't alone. I mean, you think about it. How many times do you know you call somebody doing something they ain't got no business doing, and they say, look, don't nobody know. You wouldn't know if I didn't turn you on to it. So if you down, listen, just do it. See, a weak mind to say, I'm down. A strong mind to say, you know what, I ain't the one. So for those of you, and I always say you should be listening to the radio show with a pencil and piece of paper. For those of you who want a little insight, go to theghettotimes.com. Ghetto, G-H-E-T-T-O, Times, T-Y-M-Z. And read about the Black Boule. Because you see, sooner or later, you got to take a stand. And that stand may deal with who you are integrally, who you are personally, or who you want to be. Then again, you know, some people think that they can live a life of materialism and at least feel like they've attained a certain degree of joy while they're on earth. But don't forget now, you cannot intertwine your spiritual nature with evil and still think that you're going to serve your spiritual nature. It goes against universal law. And you're going to hear me say universal law, because see, that means the law above man on all levels, the law that even nature conforms to. Why do I say nature? Because every year, you notice how you got four seasons? Universal law. Every year, those seasons have a specific representation, and they do a specific thing during that period of time, and every living thing goes through that process, whether you know it or not. And what's unique about that process is that each season benefits you to a certain degree. And guess what? They're all connected with the universe, because the time clock is set by the lunar time of year. That's right. So therefore, it's lunar. Therefore, it's astrological. And therefore, it is universal. And we cannot escape it. No one can. really is the only real true law. All these other laws by man, man designs these laws as he needs them to do what he wants to do to people he can control. Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you examples. I don't mind. You ever notice when the cops shoot a person on the street, they don't go to jury trial? They go to a judge. They state the case. And this was designed in order for them to control not just the charges, the evidence, and who hears what's being said and the testimonies, but they can keep you out. They designed the law for that. That's what they do. Don't think that you're playing with somebody who's not prepared to go to whatever lengths to keep this concept of supremacy in place. Listen, they steal from whole countries. They kill whole countries. So, just your one opinion, if you can't stand on something, you will fall for anything. So listen, we get ready to go into the last half hour. For those of you who listen to this Make a Stand presentation, call. Because when you call, you let me know that you understand. You listen, even if you don't want to tell me what it is you stand for. But when I know you understand, I know that the time that I invest here is being seeded in the good ground, fertile soil. And see, one thing about universal law, you know, you can plant a seed in its season, and that seed may not sprout that season. But don't throw the baby out the bathwater, so to speak. Because next season, when you start to plant, you're going to think, well, you know what, I planted a seed there last year and it didn't bear fruit, so that may not be fertile ground. Let me add a little bit of this, add a little bit of that, and we plant over here. And sure enough, as the things start coming out the ground, you look over and that seed that you thought was in fertile soil, now it's sprouting. The unique thing about us as humans is that we can do things to implement change, but we must make a stand. So I've given you some information. I'd like you to really consider what I said and call in. And don't forget, this is Tando Radio and Brother Dave is coming at you.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, brothers and sisters. I sure hope that this half hour I get a call or two, because I'm going to tell you something. You can procrastinate all you want, but in the meantime, while you're procrastinating, remember now, the system is moving forward. And when the system's moving forward, it's not moving forward for your best interest. So you got to make a stand, pick up the phone, project yourself, get in the group, bring out the issues so that you can see that you're not the only voice. And you'll be surprised. You go on someplace like Facebook and put an opinion there, and them people start coming back to you and they voice their opinion, then you need to shoot them a note. So look, give me your email address. Give me your email address. I'm still doing that because I'm trying to build a list of like-minded people so that when I do have an opportunity to make a presentation publicly, I can direct them all to the same place. I did tell you that I wear my t-shirt, right? Black Talk Radio Stations Matter. You see, it's always a method in my thinking process, because I know that the tools are there. I have to apply them according to my level of understanding of usage. You can too. I'm not doing something that's beyond the realm of your own possibilities. But you got to make a stand. You got to believe that you can achieve the impossible. But that will never happen if, when you look in that mirror, you don't think that what you see in the mirror can achieve the impossible. But if you do, and check this out, if you do, then you're ready for the next level of shows. And I'm going to tell you something. It only gets better. It only gets more empowering, because you wake up prepared to do the work. That's what it's about. Waking up prepared to do the work. I got a black bookstore in my hometown. Every time I go there, I spend money. When he sees me coming, he smiles. People be saying, well, man, you know, every time, you know, that brother, you smile, because that brother goes spend something. He's going to buy something here. And I'll go through his books and I'll find what I want. It may not even be for me. It may be for one of these young brothers on the corner. Because, you know, it shocks them when you come by and say, yo, man, how you been? I ain't seen you in a while. Last time I was there, we talked about this. This is what I was telling you about. When I told you Stolen Legacy, because you said you didn't learn about black people except from slavery. Well, this tells you about the history of black people, one, and it also tells you why slavery was what it did to black people. You see, we have to use the tools we have. Will it cost me a few dollars? Was a few dollars too great a price to pay to ignite the intellect of another human? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I'm going to tell you something. It gets deeper than that. It gets so deep. I'm not playing. I told my wife some of this. She just looked at me, because she knows I could do this.
Because got to call in too, Brother Davis.
Okay, let it do. Bring him up, Dave. Bring up the call.
Okay. Yes, sir. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question for, or comment for Brother Davis?
Peace, family. This is Max Parthas calling in and listening to Brother Davis's words. And, it struck me as profound that he's absolutely right. If you believe you can achieve something, you can, if you put your mind to it. When we started the New Abolitionist Radio Movement, just a few short years ago, nobody was talking about it at all. There just wasn't, I mean, it was a few talking, but on mainstream, you didn't hear anything about mass incarceration being equated to slavery, and nobody was really pushing the issue. And now it's on everybody's lips. So we believe that we could achieve the impossible, and it looks like in our lifetime, we may be able to do that.
Yes, Brother Max, I've listened to you many times. But you're the perfect example of what I'm trying to get people to understand. The power is within your hands. You just got to make a stand. I appreciate your call, Brother Max. Do you want to add anything else to the content, man?
No, Brother. As usual, I'm just sitting here enjoying listening to you and absorbing the wisdom that you impart to us all. As I said, you were right on the money, and I'm a good example of that. I don't have anything. I'm not a rich man. I'm barely making it day to day, but damn it, we're making a difference in our world and our society with the talents that have been given to us. And if you've been given a talent, use it. Don't use it to just get rich. Use it to make a difference in your world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well said, brother. That is so true.
And a good place to start is wearing one of our t-shirts that says Black Radio Matters, because it's opening the door for intellect and dialect to have a meeting place. And the best part about that is that that's where you get the chance to expose. For those of you who don't know, Brother Max Parkes and New Abolitionist Radio is a program that is here on Black Talk Radio. That's why I always say, turn it on. You never know what you're going to get. But until you turn it on in those hours where you think ain't nothing out there, there's something here that will edify you. I've done it many times personally. I really appreciate your call, Max. I do. Call anytime, brother.
Indeed, brother. I'll always be here listening, and I'll see you on the other side. Peace.
Peace. Okay, brothers and sisters, that was Brother Max. I really appreciate his call. Anybody out there who wants to add to this, do call in, because I'm going to tell you, just like he said, and let me tell you, I did not know the path that he traveled to be able to be such an influence in putting out the information about the prison industrial complex. But I'm going to tell you something. I have listened to their show and called other shows and talked about the prison industrial complex because of the knowledge that I got from their show. So it's a powerful thing to be able to reach out with something that you may just beginning to understand. And I follow, listen, I always tell you, you should be listening with a pencil and piece of paper. I wrote that down. There's a GEO group. It's about three major groups that literally are trying to go international with this and are succeeding to a certain degree.
They are already global, brother. They're way past anything you ever suspected. Entire countries have contracts with the GEO group. Like Australia is 100% private prisons. Africa, the entire continent, the largest private employer on the continent is the private prison G4S.
Mm. Brother, I'm going to tell you something.
And you know what, if I just interject one thing with that. And Brother Max, G4S, you need everyone that doesn't listen to the New Abolition Radio. Let me tell you about this private corporation. It is nothing more than a hired militia group. You want to know what happened in Orlando? Look at who their patsy was, and where did he work? What are you seeing throughout this world is that you're seeing the overall cascading movement towards privatization for everything. This is the Trans-Pacific Partnership in operation. So Brother Max and Brother Davis are absolutely right. These are the things that we need to know so that we can go in a different direction and actually give the choice to other people so that we can have a collective prudence to get to where we really do need to be, free and independent.
Amen.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why I pointed out the Brit decision last week. Those people were making a decision based on the common knowledge of what they were trying to achieve, not the corporate structure that they had placed upon them, the knowledge of trying to apply their government back to self. And we need to really take issue with that because our government has been controlled, hornwaddled, corrupted every politician that literally votes on it, any vote. Because I'm going to tell you something. We have not been engaged the way we should. Because when they passed that law, that bill about the women being drafted, I was trying to put together a group so that we could speak out against. But you know the sad part about that group? Everybody that was wanted to be involved, they couldn't fit their schedule. And they couldn't understand that was the program that was being played on their minds so that they would not participate. And that's what happened. And we have to be able to take control. This was an old lesson. To take control of our lives, put our priorities in order, and operate according to what our priorities are. You still have a system that you got to work within. And I'm not saying to ignore the system. What I'm saying is to prioritize your life so that you make yourself the principal and you attain what the principles are in your life by operating within the programs and not destroying your integrity in the process. That's what I'm talking about. So we constantly have work to do. Yes.
Right on the money, brother.
Well, I received that from you.
Especially the comment about putting your priorities in order. That seems to be a big issue for us. We seem to adopt the priorities that are given to us rather than to measure our own circumstances and adopt our own priorities. So you'll see a lot of brothers and sisters suffering from the same thing everybody else is suffering, out there championing causes that have nothing to do with them.
Absolutely. Nothing.
Or they
absolutely
don't fully
nothing.
Understand. But Brother Davis, you said something, though, about that Brexit vote. and, you know, listening to an earlier program that was on Black Talk Radio, some of the people seem to not really understand and buying into the propaganda of, you know, this is all about hate or even racism. And I heard this lady who is in Europe right now describe it as a vote to leave Europe. Now, how can you leave Absolutely. Europe? You can't leave Europe. It was a vote to leave the European Union. That's a big distinction.
That's what it
there.
Was.
Yes.
That's exactly
and
what
you
it
hit
was.
The nail on the
but
head.
See, now, but here's what they don't tell you. That vote was done by those people who are being the most victimized by the system. Because you have to understand now, Europe, where they live on top of each other. They don't have, it's not like America. When you travel in Europe, your neighbor is at your shoulder. You understand what I'm saying? So those people like literally, pardon me?
Sounds like my hometown, where you could step out of your bathroom window into somebody else's house.
Absolutely, and they live on top of each other like that. But see, here's what people fail to realize, that all of the elite in Europe just knew that was going to fly. The people who stopped that was the commoners and those so-called poverty-stricken people, because they turned out the vote. Because, believe me, they thought them leaving the euro was the done deal. All they had to do was go through the process. But you know who knew? Obama knew, because he went over there and talked to the prime minister and said, you shouldn't let this go to a public vote. Because if you let this go to a public vote, it may not go the way we want it to go. You see, you have to understand the New World Order are putting everything in a package. That was the Euro package. Over here is the Amero package. In Asia would be the Asiatic package, or they probably got another name that has something to do with Euro or something. But literally, what has become the flying ointment for Europe, and a lot of people don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to put it out there like it is. Russia supplies all of the natural gas to all 28 countries. You hear me? All 28 countries. So when this really started to go down, this opened the door for Russia to say to China, well, listen, if with your gold and our leverage, we could literally break this up. Putin said back in the summer of last year that he was going to break the back of the New World Order. Uh-oh. This is a part of this process. And you have to understand, right now, for those who don't know, are head-to-head in the Ukraine, they're head-to-head in Syria, they're head-to-head in the South Sea, right now. And they're head-to-head, actually, off the coast of West California and off the coast of the East Coast. But see, they don't want to tell you that. Because anytime you put in a country in a situation to defend itself, it's looking for weaknesses where you are. And believe me, this whole thing could get volatile or it could all change. Now, I'm going to tell you, I expect it to get volatile if Hillary Clinton gets in the office, because she's a warmonger. She has no compassion. I'm going to tell you, I heard a woman describe Hillary Clinton as a compassionless woman. And I'm going to tell you something. That was a white woman. So they know what they're dealing with. Only people know.
Brother Davis.
And we have to.
There you go.
Yes, come on. Go ahead,
no,
brother.
Your phone, No. Your phone was going out. I was just go ahead. Finish what you were saying, Brother Davis.
Okay. But we have to take control. We have to take a stand, and we must do what is going to be best for us. The rich did what they thought was best for them. It's our turn to do what is best for us. How do we do that? We make a stand on every issue that deals with any aspect of our family life. Any. You hear me? Because if you think that a few people are going to understand, no, they're not. Because guess what? They'll pay them off. They do it now. You think this is a joke? They don't mind coming out to 10,000. You press this button saying you agree, and we'll give you this a food voucher for $200. That they ain't paying for. They might pay $20 on the 10. I mean, 20 cents on the $10. You know what? It's a business. and they're pushing the issue. And the issue right now is they want you to you can avoid. You can do something about. But you cannot do it if you're going to do nothing. You must take a stand, get with like-minded people, organize yourselves, connect with groups that are doing the same thing, and voice can be heard. And that is the point, to get your voice heard, because our work has just begun. And I say, when I called about Black Talk Radio, and I keep putting this out there, because I want you to understand this. It has become a vital part of our community for those people who listen, because you're not getting this information anywhere. And if so, that place that you're getting it, literally, you need to be networking them with us, so that we can literally make sure that we're not stepping on each other's stories at the same time, because we need to make sure that the information, since it's so much, is not duplicated, unless you're listening with a pencil and piece of paper, which I always do, because when I hear something, I want to do my own due diligence. I mean, here's the best part about Black Talk Radio. When you do your due diligence and find that they are absolutely right, because that reinforces the fact that you are listening to a source that's providing you with the best information. We have to take a stand, people, and our time is now. And if you don't take a stand now, you'll be too late for you to be part of the organization later, because guess what? They already know that you won't participate. That's called the easy gear. Some people's hard to kill, but they go after the easy kills first. They think your money will pay you off. Why not? They make the money. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't like it's going to cost them nothing.
Right.
They literally manipulate. Absolutely. They manipulate you with what they have total control over. And you might get a little bit of satisfaction, a temporary satisfaction, for a lifetime of moral deception. Because that's what you do. You make a decision at that time by deceiving yourself into believing that whatever they offer you is worthy of you deceiving yourself. But after that temporal thing is gone, you still have to live with the deception that you have deceived yourself. And see, black people have to stop deceiving themselves. They have to start organizing. They have to start trusting the fact that if we communicate with one another, we can make a difference, but we can't do it by ourselves. We have to do it by going to other people and adding to our voice. And I'm going to tell you something. People always say, you know, if you start, I'm down. Don't, look, I found a long time ago, if you're going to get out front and start hollering a mantra.
Got a call, Brother Davis.
Okay, well, bring them on, brother, because we're getting short.
Yes, right. I didn't mean to cut you. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Greetings to you, Brother Dave. Greetings to you, Brother Davis. How you doing?
What's up, Brother
Ross? Greetings.
It's great to hear you guys. I didn't get to hear the whole show because I was helping my wife with my in-laws today, but I did get to hear some of it, and what you just said not too long ago was just really potent as far as waking up and not being fooled. And I think one of the most important concepts for us to understand that I think Dr. Wilson made abundantly clear is that the reason racism has not changed, because white people could stop this overnight. They could decide to wake up tomorrow and treat everybody equitably. But when you understand the concept of white genetic annihilation and the fact that they are an inbred race, and the only way for them to maintain their whiteness is to remain inbred, meaning to practice racism, then we have the biggest linchpin in our understanding as to why things are the way they are, and how brilliant white people are at refining their practices of white supremacy. And from there, it should give you some sort of impetus to want to do something about it. Sadly, some of our people do choose to go along to get along, or they believe that because white people have been in power for so long and they've been such a devastating, cancerous force on the planet, that those are the people to align themselves with. And, you know, if that's what they feel, by all means, that's what you do. But if you study their history, everyone who they've gotten to turn against their own people to bolster their system, they eventually get you too. And that's what we need to understand. When we study history, you'll see that all the people who have helped them, because everything that's happened to black people has happened with other black people being complicit, as with every other group that's out there. But when they finish discarding the groups of people they wish to discard, those who thought that they were in the system and a part of the game end up getting discarded as well. And that's all I wanted to say, and thank you again for a brilliant show, and peace to you, Scotty, as well.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate your addition. A perfect example is that, as Malcolm X said, when they get done having war in other countries, what do you think they're going to war on next? That's our problem, because that's where we are. And then guess what? They're still trying to war in other countries, but we are under tyranny. That brother just told you exactly what was history has spoken over and over again. So, brothers and sisters, the show is getting short. I want you to understand that you must take a stand. Understand, you must take a stand. Regardless of what it is, what it's about. If it can help humanity, if it can help anybody, then it can help us. And the sad part about it is that we ain't got no whole lot of time to be sitting back contemplating. We need to get busy. We need to get to the work. We needed to start it yesterday. This is Brother Davis. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Dave. I know you always like that last few minutes because there's always some information you can pass on. But listen, I enjoy myself, brothers and sisters. One of the things I enjoy most about is spending time with you. If you've received anything tonight as a tool on your path, then my job was more than well done. It was worthy of my time. Thank you very much. Brother Davis is out.
Brother Davis, definitely, another great Wise Wednesday. Just want to thank Brother Max for calling in, Brother Roz for calling in. Great contributions to the show. And, you know, Brother Max was talking about living, stepping outside of his back door and stepping into somebody's bathroom. That is Agenda 21 at hand. And as Brother Davis said, the different countries around the world are aligning themselves for the Asians. That's the known as the ASEAN nations. And this is the agenda. The thing that we need to do is establish our own direction, because you were given the greatest gift of all, that being your free will. And the only way that you can be enslaved is if you surrender that will, because you are an eternal being. Your physical life is not the end of all of anything. It is only a moment in the eternal time scale, and which should be measured by your effective decisions that you make daily. Much love, much respect to you, Brother Davis. Thank you so much. Scotty, thank you, brother, for sending the article, and looking forward to continuing bringing you shows here on Black Talk Radio Network. And I just want to say, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Peace, 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 and love, love, love. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.